Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time again, end of 2012. We're saying goodbye to 2012, and that means I'm here with Sydney McElroy to pick her top five games of 2012.
Well, it was a tough year, Justin.
Why was that, Sidster?
There were lots of games that were great this year, but I narrowed it down to five, just barely.
All right. Now, there's lots of video games that you played this year. I remember
Lots of games you played this year.
You've had some great picks in the past winners include, I think, Twitter, the My Brother Me app, so many great picks. What is your number five game of this year?
The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead. Well,
really, the video game one, not the TV show.
And that was great. It was a story.
It was fun. We played it together, which I always love.
Yeah, sharing time. You know,
and I always tried to make the choices that were like right and moral. And you tried to kill everybody.
Right. So Walking Dead. Sydney.
Definitely one of the top five video games of this year.
All right. What is your number four video game of the year?
Killer Karaoke.
Okay. That is a reality television game.
It's basically a video game. Basically, these people have to keep singing karaoke while putting themselves through a series of vigorous physical trials.
That's not like a video game.
No, pretty much. And then they get voted on to see who did the best job, and the winners get to compete in even more vigorous physical trials until there's one winner left who has been thoroughly dehumanized and demoralized.
Sydney, what is your number three game of the year?
The Minister's Cat.
You know, I'm not familiar with that video game. Who published and developed that one?
Minister's Cat is a game that I became familiar with this year. And it's actually an 1800 circa parlor game.
Why is it up for competition? Why is it up for consideration?
Well, I just realized what it was this year. And basically, you sit in a circle and you have to come up with different letters of the alphabet of adjectives that can describe a cat. But it's a lot of fun when you've been drinking with 14-year-olds.
Okay, I'm not going to ask for any more follow-up. I'm just going to skip to our number two game of the year.
Well, if you've been following my trend, I'm sure you can guess what kind of game this is going to be.
A video game.
Chip-O-Chain.
Chip-O-Chain, eh?
That's right.
Now, I'm not familiar with Chip-O-Chain.
Chip-O-Chain is an actual video game.
What do you do in it?
It's on your phone, and you get these chips, these poker chips, that are different numbers, and you have to put them together. It's kind of like Tetris.
Okay, it's not anything like Tetris. What's your number one game of the year?
Well, it came from behind this year. A surprise game of the year no one saw coming. Do you want to give me a drum roll? It's Amazon.
It's what?
Amazon.
It can't be Amazon.
Amazon.
How is it Amazon?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, for years and years and years, all Amazon has had available are books.
Okay, you but know, that's
year,
not true.
This year, for the first time ever,
no,
they
just
offer so many things.
You thought they only
and
sold
not
books.
Not only that, but you can put their app on your phone. Which
that's
is
been
just
like that
a new thing
year.
This year that only you, happened, definitely only happened within the
only
last Christmas season month where Justin will put it on your phone
no,
and then you can one-touch order anything,
no,
not just books and DVDs, but like cat food and dresses
no, Sydney,
and
you
earrings and pantyhose. Did you know this? You can order blenders. You can order spoons.
Okay, that's it. Ladies and
gentlemen. You can order chairs.
That's Sydney's game of the
You could probably order gasoline, I bet.
Okay.
All kinds of TV shows.
You did a bad job. Say goodbye.
Thank you. These are the games of the year.
None of them are games.
The best games by Sydney. Thank you.